Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. After Leclerc, it is now the turn of Intermarché to recognize having sold baby milk contaminated with salmonella. Once again, the sale was authorized after the recall of infected products by the Lactalis group. Several customers contacted stores in the Hauts-de-France to report batches bought despite the ban on selling these products. The distributor has opened an internal investigation. Police unions are currently in Gérard Collomb's office, Place Beauvau, a little over a week after a policewoman was beaten up in Champigny-sur-Marne on New Year's Eve. Today, the Minister of the Interior extended his best wishes to the police force and assured them of his support. And Emmanuel Macron is on his way to Rome. The head of state will participate tonight in a mini-European summit, a meeting between seven countries of southern Europe to discuss the migration issue. The storm Eleanor made a seventh victim. A body was found in Haute-Marne today after the floods that occurred these past days. The last orange alert for floods in the Saône-et-Loire was lifted. And an insistent or clumsy attempt to seduce is not a crime. That's what could be read in a column published by the newspaper Le Monde and signed by 100 women, journalists, psychologists, and actresses, among which Catherine Deneuve. They defend the freedom for men to annoy the opposite sex. The column is deemed dangerous and shocking by the Secretary of State for Gender Equality, Marlène Schiappa. In soccer, after Monaco qualified for the semifinals of the League Cup last night, the other quarterfinals will play out today with Rennes-Toulouse first, followed at 9:05 by Angers-Montpellier and Amiens-PSG. Paris will be playing without its star striker, Cavani. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves Radio.